And this is why 2 hours are cut down to like 1 hour.
The Sunday Skypers.
Welcome to the Sunday Skypers. As a longtime fan of Talzlanta, I've been trying to organize a game for us here on the Sunday Skypers for quite a while. This is not that game. This is an old-fashioned dungeon delve type adventure that we decided on after we'd spent most of the session trying to figure out what we're going to do. So there's no time spent on things like backgrounds and what is a Kang doing in the wilderness. Don't worry about that. It's just a bit of pulp sword and sorcery fun. So enjoy.
Any love for stuff like Dungeon World or anything of that ilk? Not necessarily world, but like any kind of... Because I feel like maybe my brain is at a point where I'm like, yeah, light torch, strike goblin, move on.
Actually, Dungeon World's fine because the characters are more or less pre-made, just got to sort of fill them out.
Well, then the question becomes, is anyone like... intimate with that system to the point where they might run it?
Not me. The last time I tried to run any Apocalypse World hack game, I failed miserably because I'm really not into the mindset for it.
Yeah, I hear you.
This is even after downloading the How to Run Dungeon World.
This is part of why I said not necessarily work, but I mean, you had, what was it called?
Well, no. Well, the thing about how they run it, it also gets into getting into the mindset of running Apocalypse World style games. Mm. You know how?
Oh yeah, no pre-planning. That's that can be a tough one.
Yeah.
It sounds like our normal operating.
Well, no. Actually, you can plan for stuff. You just the GM had to have at least a good grounding in what the world's like. That way you have something to work off of when you riff off of what the players are doing.
Well, maybe different in different world games, but generally Apocalypse World, it's a blank sheet. Well, okay, you might start with like what kind of apocalypse is this? But after really the characters, and then where are you? Or you're here, and who's this guy to you? That's the whole first session. The whole first session is making up the like world.
Yeah. And getting used to the fact that you don't roll dice as a GM.
That's really easy, though. That's like, fuck it. That's fine. That's actually really liberating.
Well, yeah, because you just say, this happens unless you want to do something to roll dice to stop it.
Yeah. Is there some gnarly old OSR bullshit that we can like pull out of our ass and just roll some random stuff and just go loot stuff?
Old school Talzlanta, where you just pick an archetype and there's your character, there's the character creation, and I can just pull one of like the original little first adventure is pretty old school.
Okay,
is that something that would appeal to you?
Who, me?
Dirk,
yes.
I'd be fine with that, if that's what people want to do.
So that, you talking like your first edition?
Yeah.
Link?
Talzlanta.com? Was it .com?
Yeah.
Download.
Talzlanta.com.
Yeah.
The quickest route is to go to page 26 of the book, or 30 of the PDF, depending on what your PDF reader displays. And where there are the pictures, find one that looks cool, and then you go back to where they are listed in alphabetical order.
There's some very cool illustrations in here.
Okay, how about a Kang warrior?
Sure.
So what are the Kang? They look very serious.
The badass warrior race.
Orc Mongols.
I might as well just grab a first edition pick character sheet too, then.
Do we need that, though? Aren't they already, like, determined?
Yeah. The attributes that are not zero, your hit points, all that are in the little blurb under the archetype.
Oh, I see. 12 into plus 2, etc. Okay.
Right. I'll grab my...
I'll pick the Yitek Tomb Robber. Why not?
That'd be good for this adventure.
Excellent.
Skills... Primary combat? Okay, so you have a skill called primary combat. Okay.
I have secondary combat and mounted combat. I see. What's a Batra or Tatra steed?
Cross between a lizard and a camel.
Ah.
I love it when he uses the word.
Let's go with a thrall. Okay. The clone warrior or troopers of Talislanda.
It'll be nicely old school group out there to beat the crap out of something. Take its stuff.
Absolutely. Hairless, devoid of pigment. Covered with colorful tattoos. Muscular build. 300 pounds of badass.
Wow, okay. I'll be behind you.
Okay. We'll say the tech who is currently nameless, but...
Oh, right. Is there an example name thing, or should I just...
Go ahead with whatever. There weren't examples back then, so...
I'll go with Kong. King the Kong. Kong the Kang. That's it.
You can call me Thrall.
Thrall's usually had nice military names like Mace or Bastion or, you know...
Latrine. We'll call you Latrine.
Ah, I am Blade, the Thrall.
There you go. Cool.
So character creation. All right, here we go.
The simplest thing is just take the archetype. Don't mess with anything else. Page 17, where it says Kang Warrior, everything underneath that, that's you.
That's me. I just need to get my gear then.
I have a great sword, because any other sword would be a lesser sword.
And I also have a pair of long daggers. Ah, there we go. One to six. Oh, I got dang good armor. It's a one-shot. Now, character sheet filled. I don't need to worry about, do I need to carry a backpack and crap like that? No. We're here to adventure.
I mean, it seems like everything is already bought for you. It's there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ready to roll.
We're murder hobos.
Well, I am. You're just my beat kids.
Did you come up with a name for your guy, Wilhelm?
Shook. S-H-U-K.
S-H-U-K.
Yep, it's right there. Shook the Yittek.
Sounds like a bad song.
Shook. Doo-wop-a-wop. Shook.
So, say, Shook has gotten this map where there are these ruins of an old... some old ziggurat of Quaranian priests, so you know there's going to be some old ancient treasures in there.
Fantastic.
And you recruited these guys because, you know, you needed some muscle.
Clearly I'm all alone and no longer with whatever you take robber band I was with previously.
Yeah, I'm sure you did something horrible. But
like, steal the map.
That's perfect.
So... you're riding out on in the wilderlands on the plains of Galarin. Late afternoon, you see storm clouds threatening, and to the southwest, perhaps half a mile distant, you can spot another party riding behind you.
Crap.
You know you're close to where these ruins should be.
Well, I see we push on, because... We can beat them to it. And if they happen to be on the same road as we are, we can ambush them there. That's better, right?
If you There's not so. Too many of them. We can easily take them.
Better to do it from a position of, advantage. Let's go. They might not even be after the same thing. Mm. They're totally after the same thing, but let's just go. Redouble our efforts.
All right, so you pick up your pace as you ride towards... the ruins. You come around a hill and you can see this ancient ziggurat ahead of you. There's a wall around it, and the ziggurat is in the middle with a gate with a portcullis in the wall.
Okay, there's a wall around it, so we have to negotiate that first.
See, the outer wall, 20 foot high, portcullis is currently up.
Oh, well, that's...
ominous.
Convenient. Let's ride through and then drop it.
I look at you and going, you're serious. It's an obvious trap.
I imagine we're saying this as we're riding, so I'm just shouting at you and riding ahead. Like, whether you come
it's
or
a
not,
trap.
Totally up to you. It's a tomb. Everything is a trap, okay?
You are foolish, but you paid me well. I follow.
All right, so you guys ride through the gate.
Full tilt, full speed, and then look for a mechanism to drop it. Unless it drops on its own,
No, it looks like there's a rusted chain and winch mechanism for lowering the portcullis.
Kong, get that cullis down.
I get off my gray mane, patted on the shoulder. Do not worry. We will get much out of this. And I go walk over to it and with my mighty, mighty Kang muscles start turning it. And hopefully I'm turning in the right direction.
As you look back on the riders that are pursuing you, you can see it's a group of beast men riding their dark mane equus.
Ah.
I start putting my back into it. Does the thing move?
The winch is rusted solid.
I'm looking out coming and I look at the chain. How sturdy does that chain look?
It's a rusted chain.
I step back, draw my sword, and hack at thee.
You're a mighty Kang. You can mostly cut through the chain. With a clatter, the portcullis comes down just as the beastmen come riding up to it.
I make rude gestures at them, of course.
As I walk past Shook, I bat him against the head. They have spears, fool.
They do.
That's why we hired the thrall.
So you've got a couple of them coming up and hurling their spears at you.
Through the bars? Okay.
Yeah, through the bars. Since you're just standing there.
Well, I'm sitting.
I'm not.
My bot.
I'm walking. I'm taking my gray mane and walking him off, hidden toward the ziggurat. I figure, okay, the fools want to stand there and jape at them. Go right ahead.
What's their thrall doing?
Well, if they're throwing away their weapons at us, that's going to cost them.
Oh no, you're not one of those like mental Greek Spartan people who are like, oh, they're throwing their weapons at us. Good. Then they had. We have more weapons.
Well, there's certainly that. But also, I was thinking, I've got a great sword. If they're within reach, I can just poke that right through the portcullis and convince them that throwing away their spears was a bad idea.
Right through the portcullis. I love the slither.
Well, we'll do the old roll initiative here. See who's going first.
How do you do that?
1d20 plus your speed.
19.
18.
Oh, speed, not dex, of course. A 9. A stunning 9.
This is why we are men of action.
Then act. As you see there, this group of beast men are getting off their dark manes, and you can see a couple of them rushing up towards the portcullis.
I'll vault off my mount while in midair, pull out the greatsword, and then literally run it right through the portcullis and skewer the closest one to convince them that it's a bad idea.
He keeps saying that.
A portcullis.
It's made out of pig bones. He hasn't had breakfast yet.
It's okay.
Pork. It's got a T in it. Pork.
Pork.
Poculus. It's a poculus. I'm going to poke him through it. Oh, yeah.
Ow.
So, make your attack. You got -2 because you're attacking through a portcullis or a portcullis, mm-hmm. whichever you use.
I'm attacking through the gate.
What's their CR? Oh, this is the old.
I'm sure I just add my strength to the roll.
The average of your strength, dex, and speed. And I think +1 if you've got like primary combat, I think. Been a while since
I've done
first edition.
Well, I guess I have a CR of 2 since I have 7 divided by 3. So CR 2 +1 for primary, so it gives me +3 -1 -2 because of the porcula, so d20 +1. So say the math. Kerskewer!
Okay, that's a full success against them, so that's damage on that plus your strength.
Greatsword, no idea. But my strength is +4.
Greatsword's a d12.
Nice! 14! That'll learn him.
Okay, so you skewer one and he howls in pain and drops dead at the foot of the portcullis.
Who's next? Earth!
All right, so then Blade.
That is me.
Kang, Kong. Yeah, I see my clueless employer standing there, japesing at the beastman. As I walk past, I grab the bridle and start pulling him along with me away from the gate so he doesn't get skewered by their spears. You know, I'll let the thrall have all the fun because right now, I don't get my final payment unless my boss is alive.
This is why he's the smart one.
There's a pair beastmen of large rusted iron doors that lead into the ziggurat. The ziggurat itself, there's the first level is about 20 feet up, second level another 10 foot, and third level another 10 foot. We'll say there's maybe 30 feet between from the outer wall to the ziggurat itself. So where are you trying to go?
I might as well head toward the ziggurat itself, toward what looks like to be the entrance.
I guess since Blade has presented himself as a nice target, they'll attempt to stab him with the spear. Or the one at the portcullis will. See, you had a total of +3 for your CR, I think.
Yes, yes. Plus I have guard, G-A-R-D-E, or guardy or something.
Yeah, here in this armor reduces damage.
Ah, of course.
This one attempts to stab you through the portcullis, and in doing so, he loses his spear. He thrusts forward against you, and you...
I take it from him.
Yeah. As it howls at you in bestial rage. And you see one of the others jumps off his mount like onto the portcullis and is starting to climb up it. To get over the wall.
Which is another reason why I was leading there, too, because they seem to be mounting the wall.
You know...
I'm leading your horse away.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, my Batra. It's not a horse. It's like a lizard camel.
You're a beast of burden.
Yes. While you do that, I'm going to leap off, and I'm going to rush over to the rusted iron doors of the ziggurat and attempt to, like, apply my thieves tools to get past it if it's locked. That's what I'm going to do. Avoiding the battle altogether. That's why I have these fighty men with me.
What skill do you want to use here?
If I have time to do anything, then I guess, I don't know, a lockpicking or traps, maybe?
Probably add 1 plus your dex.
Okay. And that's not how you do it.
And this is old rusted lock, so you'll be at -6.
Okay, so -3 instead. See if I can get this open. Oh, 6.
6. You think you can do it, but it's going to, you figure it's going to take a while.
All right, I'll just roar to Kong to keep them off me.
Of course, that's what you paid me for.
All right, then, back to Blade at the portcullis with the beast men climbing the...
Unman the one that's climbing the portcullis.
Going to wait for him to clear the portcullis so I have a better shot at him. But I'll step back and patiently wait. I'll say in low Talislanda, those who come inside will die.
So, well,
mind
are,
you, I've completely forgotten that includes me.
There are... How many of them are there?
One less.
Well, there's one less, yes. They've got the scent of... game in their snouts, and they think you would be tasty.
Lots of meat on you guys.
Yeah, so there's about 8 of them left.
Could be a problem.
So you're waiting, you're going to let them climb up over the wall.
Well, the first one, when he gets to the top, and then we'll throw a spear at him.
All right. Kong, do you want to do anything in the meantime?
I'm watching my employer's back. When they get over, I'll stand here and defend him while he's busy trying to open the doors.
Do you have any ranged stuff?
I look at him. I have 2 daggers, but I hate to lose them.
All right.
And I don't have thrown combat, so we're throwing combat. Well, actually, there's no thrown combat, is there?
It'd just be your combat rating.
My primary combat rating. Okay.
All right. So then you wait there. Then a couple of the beastmen get to the top of the wall, and you can lose a spear.
You bet.
Yep, he can lose a spear.
Yeah, 13 might work.
Spear, I think, is 1d8 plus your strength.
Ooh, not bad.
Okay, so you catch that one as he jumps off the wall at you to rend you with his claws and teeth and holding on to the spear with one hand.
Now you wish you had a boar spear, don't you?
Do these guys look like boar?
He has a long pointy sword. He can point upwards.
Yeah.
Oh, and he rolls awful again. So I'll say, yeah, you. He does land on your sharp pointy sword. Snapping at you as the life goes out of his eyes. While the other one...
Two!
It's amazing he can count.
When needed to, yeah. Okay, so the second one that climbed the wall, also jumping at you...
I was hoping for wisdom.
You're beastmen.
That would be a partial... What's your guard armor?
Good question.
It protection rating.
So guard is a weapon?
It's both. It's both armor and weapon. It's part of your combat training. You use it as armor and to smack people with the pointy bits on it. Smack, you know,
okay.
Smashing
okay.
With the shoulder.
I have no idea.
It's a shield.
It's armor, it's a shield, it's a weapon. So we'll say it's 3 points of damage reduction. So he, I think he's got 1d4 for his claws, I think.
So how does that work on a partial hit?
You are able to bring your guard armor up, and as he tries to claw at you, you block his claws as he leaps at you.
Ha! Useless!
Now, Shook.
Am I anywhere near getting the doors open?
See, you just barely got a partial, right?
A 6, whichever that is.
It'll probably take, another 3 rounds.
Okay, I'll just, throw a glance back and see what's going on and whether or not I need to abandon it. And at present, it seems like that's not a thing I'm going to do. So I'm going to keep at it.
I'll notice that you're looking at it going, I just nod my head, keep picking.
I'll make an irreverent prayer to death. Just it would be really wrong of you to take us now at the cusp of this glorious, treasure thing that we're going to take in your name without stuff, whatever.
You know it gets bad when he starts negotiating. 25%.
Less praying, more picking.
I'm doing it under my breath as I'm picking.
Go back up to Blade. The one that you've just knocked aside on the ground with you. You can see 2 more crested up the top of the wall.
I shout at the 2 at the top of the wall. Are you so eager to die? And of course, I'll swing at the one on the ground.
They just give bestial growls at you.
Great. This is like the first scene in Conan the Destroyer. Cowardly thief.
Yeah, solid hit.
Yes, that is a success on him.
And 12 points of damage.
Yeah, I'll say that cleaves him in half.
3!
Wow, okay.
I stick my sword into the sand, pull both my daggers out, and look at the 2 climbing the walls, and whoosh.
You can do that. You'll have 1 at your normal attack, and the second attack could be at -5.
That's fine. I have a +3 to that, so the first one will be 1d20 +3. 21.
Yeah, that's a critical success. You catch one in the throat, and he plunks down.
Which side of the gate does he fall on? Because I want to get that dagger back.
Then he evens out. Oh, unfortunately, he falls on the outside.
And the other guy, 8.
Throw it in it.
Glancing.
You'd roll your damage normal, then add your strength, divide it by 2.
So 4 points.
Wow.
Does him an injury, but he's still hungry for your flesh.
Being hit in the face apparently does not diminish hunger.
Not yet. The one with the gash across his cheek from the dagger will leap down upon Blade. Man.
Ow.
I'm rolling awful for these guys. You can easily jump aside and he does the complete belly flop onto the ground next to you.
How did you survive in the desert?
Sook is picking.
Picking.
Then back to Blade. You've got 1 on the ground at your feet there.
We'll dispatch him. Any bonus for Pancake Beast Man?
Get a +2.
Okay. 17, Kerchop.
Full success.
For 10 points of damage.
That'd be enough to finish him off. Kong, yeah, your turn.
Yeah, I say, keep picking. I pull my sword out and I walk up and say, you need some help, don't you? And stand at the ready next to Blade.
I look at him like he's out of his mind.
Yeah, he hasn't been hurt at all. Dad, you need some help, don't you?
Okay, finally the other ones, looking at the two mighty warriors and the bodies of all their other ones, decide that maybe they will look elsewhere for a meal and mount up on their dark manes and start riding off.
Well, they can eat five of their dark manes. They're short some riders.
And they may do that. Mm-hmm. All right.
I look over the thrall and say, go get my daggers.
Is this the Blackadder pecking order? I kick you, you kick the thrall.
I have command as an ability.
It's not mind control.
I know.
But I don't have a mind to begin with. I'll shrug and see if I can reach through the porculus and pluck the dagger out of the throat.
Use a spear. It might work.
Just stick him with the spear so you can then pull him in closer.
That'll work.
So while you're retrieving daggers, Shrook finishes picking the lock on the giant iron doors.
Ah.
And then the mummy comes out and grabs and drags him in.
Silently, while you're picking at the fucking dagger over there. What happened to Shrook?
I will grab a beast man spear to take along as a souvenir. And who knows, when you might need something that's more pokey instead of slashy.
A 5-foot pole?
Something like that. I'm actually taller than the spear, now that I think about it.
With the help of your more powerful companions, you can pull open these large, rusty...
I like to think that it's with the help of my powerful intellect hiring them. So it's really all me.
Okay. I'm sure that's how you'll tell it.
Yes.
There's a mighty creaking and groaning as they're forced open. You feel the musty air of the ancient tomb in here. This room is like 10 foot by 20 foot. There is an iron statue of a four-armed winged demon sitting in a chair.
Is this something any of us would recognize from, like, having antiquarian or any other type skill? Or, I don't know, gods or devil-wise?
You've got antiquarian. You know that the Quarians were known to have enslaved demons to be their servants back in the olden days.
Oh, right. Kong, why don't you go first? You look to be a white and clever sort.
I slowly turn, you know, arms crossed across my chest and look at my employer. And I turn my head and look over at Blade and say, Blade, go check that out.
Sure. This is why we brought the spear along. Go up, look the demon effigy, poke. It's iron.
Yeah.
It doesn't prove anything. Poke it in the eye.
Poke. Still iron.
Is it on a base of some kind or like a plinth or anything?
It is sitting in a violet stone chair.
Ah.
Or throne.
All right. Well, I'll sniff it and say, well, we can't sell that. So
if you could figure out a way to get this back, it would be valuable.
It's not as easy as, you know, jewels, so.
You just need a team of beasts and a cart.
I guess we could tie some ropes around it and then tie the ropes around the thrall, come to think of it. But that's the future consideration to see if there's any shiny stuff further in.
I don't think Jeffrey would appreciate carrying that.
Jeffrey?
That's my lizard mount.
Oh.
Hey, there's some abandoned beastman mounts out there. We might be able to make use of them.
I think they left.
Later considerations, people. Let's go deeper in.
You don't see any other...
Oh, and no doors. Okay. No.
Perhaps it's sitting on top of something. Push it over.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to push it over. And it's iron, and it's on a big stone throne.
I look at my employer and say, you're good at finding things.
Well, all right, let's see if there are any traps around, I guess. Anything evil.
What are you looking at? What are you examining?
I'm not sure what I can do with the skills, so I'm looking at them and going, well, I have traps. Maybe there are traps.
This is old school, like when you want to look for traps.
Oh, I'm sorry. I crawl around the floor 1 inch at a time looking for traps.
No, what are you examining? Right, the floor, the ceiling, the walls, the throne?
First, I'm going to check out the chair, and then I'm going to check out the walls.
Okay.
Blade will check the back of the statue because, well, maybe that's where the instructions are.
Pull hand.
Roll some sort of skill there to traps, maybe, or just your perception.
Okay, we can do perception. That is 3. Any bonuses or malices?
Not that you know of.
Okay. Boom. 18.
All right. So as you start examining the throne, the statue, you do notice that it looks like the arms of this statue can be articulated. There's a joint there at the shoulders.
I guess I communicate as much to my stupid cohorts. And then I guess I consult Antiquarian again to see if I know anything about, like, is there like a prayer pose or something that these demons would maybe use? Do I know anything about the Quarians other than the fact that they bound
might
demons?
Might be rich.
And might be rich.
Yeah, you have to do an Antiquarian roll. That'd be probably D20 sure. Plus your intelligence plus 1 because you're first level.
Okay, 2 int plus 3. Okay, boom, 10.
There's nothing you can think of that would... nothing that says, oh, they always use
this
their
is the way.
Upper arms yeah. to, or anything like that, no.
Okay. In that case, I'll just cross my arms and strike a sort of thoughtful pose, and then I'll say aloud, I wonder what would happen if someone manipulated those arms.
Come on, Kong. You know you're going to say it.
Indeed. What would happen if someone were to move those arms?
Ladeful mimic Shook's pose, cross his arms, yeah, stroke his beardless chin.
Is there a role I need to make to make you do that? Or
No, I'm thinking.
Oh, dear.
Perhaps.
I think Shook is fascinated because a thrall is thinking.
Probably thinking how he would fight this thing because that's what they think about.
Now, yeah.
They only move at the shoulder joint or do they move at the elbows as well?
I think you said shoulder, right?
Yeah.
They don't rip anything off.
I thought about that. Blade walks behind the statue and grabs the two upper arms and moves them up. Two arms to praise the gods above. Then lowers the two arms to praise the gods below.
So you are moving the two upper arms and then moving the two lower arms?
Yep.
See, when you pull up the two upper arms, you don't see anything happen. When you pull down the two lower arms, you see a section of the wall to the west slides open.
Ooh. Blade shrugs. It makes sense.
Check it out.
Why don't you try to pull down the upper arms as well?
Looks at Shook. Don't press your luck.
Well, maybe a good idea. Let's see what this hole in the wall
is. So is west behind or west to the right or left of the statue?
I think I actually got my directions reversed. It's actually to the east, which is to the right.
Okay.
I'm making a map. I haven't made a map in so many times, yes.
Give Shook a look. You have a lantern, a torch, a candle?
I should have, some kind of lighting tools, a torch or something.
Yes, you can light a torch or lantern, whichever you think you would have.
I'll go with a torch.
Tactically, it's a good choice. You can swing a torch.
So I got my torch on and have a look at the two brawny people and then realize I'm the torchbearer, so I'll go first. So I can blind them with my glaring torch.
It's better than sticking in my back and burning me.
Also, I imagine that Shook is 5'7", so next to you, he's very small.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm probably between...
You are literally more than a foot shorter than me.
See, I'm what? I'm 6'8", but how tall are you, is your thrall?
6'8". We're huge.
Ooh, but giant... Do you have to crouch or what's happening? Do you get the smoke from the torch in your face?
Not if you hold it properly.
More OSR, less realism.
All right, okay. Let's enter the dark passage.
Okay. So you enter the corridor and there is a stairway leading up. The walls and ceiling and stairs are all covered with glyphs.
Anything I recognize? Anything anyone else recognizes?
I have no reading skills, so it's carvings.
At a glance, could I tell that this is interesting or it's probably just, tomb scribbling that I'm not interested in?
It is. It does seem to be eye-captivating. As you're all looking at these glyphs seem to move and twist serpents, and they begin to writhe and squirm and congeal, forming horrific clawed appendages, which then reach out to grasp at you. Well, D20 plus your perception.
That's 3 for me.
I do not know what my perception would be.
If it isn't listed under your archetype, it's 0.
7.
Yeah. I was probably picking my nose.
It's pretty.
As you're looking at these, climbing the stairs, these horrific snake-like claws and fangs shoot out of the walls and claw and bite at you. And you each take 3 points of damage.
All right, so I'm down to 9.
Do we get armor?
No, that'd be no armor.
Ooh!
They seem to go right through your armor.
You see if cold steel goes right through them.
Who wants to go?
Sure, we'll just, you know, wave the torch around and then unsheathe the scimitar and keep moving forward, like rush ahead to get away from the claws and tentacles.
Lee will follow. He might take a swipe at one, but he's more interested in getting past them if possible.
More of the same thing, to take a quick swipe and run after them.
As you swing at them, when you hit them with your weapons, they sort of disperse in a mist and then reform right after and continue attacking you. As you make your way up the stairs, each take another 3 points of damage.
Ow.
Ow.
Vile magic.
Yes, at that there is a door at the top of the corridor.
Is it made of iron?
Yes.
Damn.
Well, I'm not going to wait to get picked the shreds. I'll muscle past Shook and bodily slam into the door. See if we can knock it off its hinges. I'll make a brute squad roll.
I'll shout encouragements.
You just burst through the door into the next chamber. This is 20 by 30 foot, something like that. At the other end, you can see there's a raised dais with a sarcophagus on it and also some various offerings of bowls and such on the dais before the sarcophagus. See, the walls of the chamber are done in black and violet mosaics with symbols corresponding to diabolical names and chants. Ceiling and floor are done in black tiles. On the tiled dais is the sarcophagus, which is black iron.
Black on black. So it's black on black with black and purple. Ceiling black too?
Yep.
All nice and glossy in the torchlight. But we're out of the immediate grassiness.
Yes, you come in here, the claws stop clawing you.
I don't relish going down the same way, but do you see any other exits?
You see no other exits out of this room.
So we've gone up and back a bit. So we're actually, I look at the one wall to the east. That wall's the thinnest. We could possibly, if we had the right tools, dig our way out.
Or we could use the lid of the sarcophagus as a shield.
Well, I would explain I would explain to you why that would not work, but you would not understand.
All right, well, dilly-dallying. Let's see what we have here.
A dead person.
Yes, and the dead person's possessions, hopefully.
So you're going to go running up there?
Well, running, stepping cautiously, awaiting, you know, teeth-fanged tentacles to leap out at us at any moment.
Is there, like, a tile pattern on the floor?
There are tiles. The pattern is kind of these diabolical
symbols and stuff like that. Such,
yes.
I'll walk around the symbols if I can in that case, like a sinuous snake-like path to the sarcophagus.
Blade just shakes his head. He's amazed at the level of greed that these people have. He actually looks for something to bind his wounds with, something practical, a little first aid.
So Shook is climbing onto the dais?
Yes.
All right.
I wouldn't look too closely at those bowls.
I'm not looking very closely at anything except the sarcophagus and how to get it open.
As you step up on the dais, make a dexterity roll.
Awesome. Okay. Plus 2. 20.
All right. You just happen to catch yourself as the floor drops out underneath you.
Oh.
There's a 5-foot section that drops away into some chute leading down, and you're just standing there with your heels on the edge.
Trying to get my heart down my throat again.
Be all careful. Right. It's a long drop.
I look at you like, mind where you step, clearly.
It's good advice.
I'm perfectly fine over here.
I guess I'll take another look around the dais to see if there are any more potential pitfalls with my traps skill. Was it perception?
Perception plus 1 because you're first level.
24. Wow.
You can see a number of these pitfalls all around the dais. You're able to mark out okay, if you step here and here, you can go in between them to get to the sarcophagus.
Excellent. Really should have done this to begin with, but I blame the tentacles.
Always blame the tentacles.
Blade nods sagely.
The tentacles made me do it.
While he's carefully moving around the dais, Kong, Shook, are you doing anything?
I mean, Kong Blade. Same here. I mean, basically, we're standing on the, what hopefully is safe tiles, watching him from afar, getting ready to run like the devil if the place starts collapsing.
While he's doing this examining of the dais, you hear a grinding of stone as a heavy stone slab begins to slide across the exit that you came through.
Blade just kind of shrugs, going, of course.
Do you have any timbers with you?
I've got the spear.
I look at the one. Is it like a foot thick slab?
Yeah.
I go, it's a good spear. Don't waste it. Then I turn and say, Shook, we're the exit's closing. Better hurry up.
We're what? Stop it. Jam it. Do something.
Some bowls.
You're I'll big. Step in its way.
I'll take my dagger and I'll try to jam it into the crack between where the slab is coming down and the door frame corridor or arch of the door and see if I can create a wedge that way.
You do that and it seems that it is slowing the door, but it's not stopping it. It's still scraping along.
You hear Kong sigh. He reaches down, pulls out both daggers, walks over and finds different places and starts shoving in his daggers.
We have bought you time.
Yes, that'll buy you a little more time, but those daggers aren't enough to stop this thing from advancing.
Get your asses over here and take the sarcophagus lid and shove it under the door.
We have to hold these daggers in place. Do we have to actually hold the daggers in place?
It will probably move faster without you pushing against it.
One of you.
I'm strongest. I'll get the lid.
Okay.
And I'll lean again.
Carefully.
I hold it to it and leave your dagger because I'll lean back and put a foot up and push his dagger in with my foot.
Okay, let's have you roll a strength.
Okay, that's a +3. Where's my +3 there? 9!
Okay, so as Blade, you start making your way over towards the sarcophagus, and as you step on one of these tiles, there's a click, and from the ceiling above you, a glass sphere drops. It breaks, dropping caustic liquid on you, doing 3 points of damage to you.
Ouch! Are you still alive?
I've got 9 out of 16. I'm not happy.
Don't step on those things.
That is not the plan. I kind of look at Shook. I thought you saw all the traps.
Don't argue. Just lift the lid.
This happens after you take one step towards the dais. Are you going to continue towards the dais?
Oh.
Across these tiles.
Run!
We'll continue ducking and weaving, trying to avoid where Shook said the triggers were. Got the guard over my head.
Whether you can run like Indy, running faster than the dart.
Here's a question for the thrall. Is he barefoot?
I have sandals. I'm civilized. A 10. Not very impressive, but I can use my guard to swat the globes.
You get a little splash, but it stings a little, but it doesn't do any significant damage. And you're now
so
over.
It's a 0 or 1?
I'm going to say 0.
Good to have armor.
The good thing is he's either tripped all those traps and they don't reset or...
They weren't magic, so actually I probably would not be as concerned. Yeah, magic, yeah.
So you're moving up with like this caustic liquid burning all over your shoulders and this fumes rising from in a sort of mantle behind you.
And giving Shook a dirty look. You failed to do your job.
Not my fault that you can't step properly, okay? It must be that you're so big and fat. That's the reason. I managed to go across without any problems.
The big and fat man is going to jerk the sarcophagus lid off and walk away. And if any traps go off, Shook can deal with it.
Because we're all friends here.
Call me fat.
Let's do a strength test whether you can actually carry this sarcophagus lid.
It's made of stone, but
it's iron.
I'm made of muscle.
What do you get?
12.
Yeah, we'll let you say that too. Able to get that up on your shoulder. Yeah, in the sarcophagus is the mummified remains of the Quaranian wizard priest.
Ah.
shriveled and blackened with age.
I yell out to Blade, bring it over here, thou block the door.
You should have a stating the obvious skill.
I'm playing Drax. Okay, I'm playing Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I noticed. Never go over my head. I'm too fast.
Do a speed test.
Okay, this is for Blade?
Yeah, we'll see if you can get over there before...
Gets too narrow for the thing to fit in.
16. I was born to do this.
All right, so you haul it back over there, get it jammed in there. And about this time, north of where you are, you guys are in the southwest corner of the room. The northwest corner slides open, and that iron demon statue that you saw before comes clambering into the room.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least you can set off the traps.
What in the sarcophagus can you easily just pilfer and then run sliding under the closing door?
You're not going to slide under it anymore. You got to clamber over the sarcophagus lid now.
But the sarcophagus lid is like sideways, making a nice gap.
Oh, I never did ask which way the block was going. I was thought it was going from left to right. You say it's coming down?
No. Left or right.
Oh, okay.
On the dais, there is a small gold chest, a green crystal bowl, a silver jewelry box, a crystalline decanter, a small vial carved from a single amethyst, an oblong case. In the sarcophagus, there's the remains of the wizard priest. He's got his ceremonial robes and headgear, both in poor condition. Has a wand carved from a humanoid femur. There might be some other stuff on him, but he's got his robes and stuff on. So you have to search. You have to search the body
in order to see more, or
in order to see more.
In that case, I'll just snatch the jewelry box and the wand and just, you know, say, much obliged, and then I'll just hurry to the door.
I think this is a good time for everybody to do initiative, though.
Yes. 12.
17.
19.
Wow.
Blade, you just get this thing, so you're kind of wedging the door open. You hope it'll hold.
Actually, if that's the metal demon, I look and say, there's probably an entrance without shadows. Pointing right behind him.
Well, he just came through a door, so...
Yeah.
So what are you doing, Blade?
Does this demon have, like, weapons?
It's a big iron demon automaton that has big iron fists that will just pound you into jelly.
We'll futilely chuck a spear at it and wait for Shook to show up so we can all go through the corridor with the claws again.
Hey, I'm in more danger than you are.
I'm sort of looking at the door he came through. He said, that's probably another way up here.
Or it might lead to more death. I would rather take the danger we know than the unknown.
Less talking, more acting.
Well, I guess I should chuck that spear and see what futility looks like.
Maybe. 7. Go for
that's in the clang category, isn't it?
Swings one of its iron wings and knocks it aside.
Oh, don't worry. He's going to go for Shook first.
Okay, Kong.
He's closest. I'm debating because we can go down there and get more damage or which way. I saw which way Blade went, so I know where the spheres aren't. I don't know if the demon knows where the spheres aren't, but I bet that acid will burn him as just as much as it will burn us. And I'm going to try to lead him through the traps, and hopefully he gets rained on by the spheres, and that might do some damage to him. I'm basically going to try to make him follow me.
Do the aggro thing.
This isn't a huge room.
I know. I'm going to try rope-a-dope.
Your attempt is evasion. You're going to try to dodge him as he comes and attacks you.
Yes.
So roll your combat rating +1, -3.
D20 +1 is where I'm rolling. 19.
All right. So you are successfully able to draw its attention, but are able to keep nimbly jumping and... leaping.
Trying to get it to walk through the traps, and hopefully the traps will do some damage to it.
The acid doesn't appear to bother the iron.
Yeah, but it might get into the joints, and that might bother the joints.
It does not. You are disappointed.
I'm playing rope-a-dope, so I'm trying to keep him occupied while everyone else does their business.
Shook.
Now that I see that he's busy with Kong, I'm looking down again. I'm like, ooh, oblong case. I'll grab the oblong case, and then I'll just shout to Kong to, like, push him down the hole! Push him down the hole!
When I get a chance, maybe the Blade can push him down the hole if I leave him in the right direction.
He would not fit. He's got the wings and the forearms. He's big.
The main goal here is to get him in the hole. If he even gets two legs in there and that's it, he can't walk anymore. I don't care him falling through. I'm just, you know, we get him jammed in there. That's good. That's even better.
All right, so you're still gathering up stuff for your turn.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
So I guess he's going to try to smack me.
Well, successfully evaded his attacks this turn, so Blade.
I guess I will... I'll leave.
Wow. Slow clap.
Heading back down the corridor of claws and snakes.
Yes, instead of moving slowly and getting ambushed, I will rapidly roll and tumble down the stairs and try to avoid the claws.
Making a perception roll.
Oh,
hey.
Crit.
Nice.
This time, you realize that these are just illusory demons that are attacking you. They do not harm you this time as you roll down the stairs.
I'll shout back encouragement. The claws! They're an illusion meant to trick your mind.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody's going to hear that in the midst of the battle.
Clank, clank.
Oh, well. I did my part. Committing suicide via Iron Demon is not part of the deal.
So I'm going to try to lead him around so that I pass in front of the opening so that he has to turn and face me, and then I'm going to rush forward and shut and try shoving him into it.
Try another attack there with your same modifiers as before.
18.
All right. He comes clambering at you, and you're able to roll aside and then jump into him, and one of his legs goes down the trap, and he's flailing there for a bit. All right, Shook.
And that's why I yell at Shook. Run, Shook, run!
I'm not going to wait for him to say that again. So now that I have the oblong case, the jewel jewelry box, and the wand, I'm like, crap, okay, can't take any more. Run. So I'll head after the thrall down the corridor.
Make a perception test.
Let's see. My perception is 3. 22.
You too realize those were illusory claws that had shredded me before.
Ah, filthy wizard.
Blade nods.
I guess I came right after you, so I get him running out of the room, and I'm stopping at the top of the stairway and look down. Do I get to make a perception roll? 13. Is that enough?
Yeah, actually, it isn't with the modifier from the spell level.
How far down the steps? You know, how much of a rise did we go?
You came up like
20 feet.
20 feet, yeah.
I step back as far as I can, and then I'm gonna run forward and jump. And try to clear the entire stairs in one jump.
Well, they go down, so you'll have to, like, dive.
Yeah, there's no...
Well, it's a 20-foot rise, so that's...
The ceiling rises with it. You can try to just run and roll your way through it.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'll do. So, what, another 4 points of damage, or how much?
Another 3 points of damage.
The other two are just looking at him like, they're not real. What are you doing?
I am not good at metaphor. Is the statue down here still, or is it thrown now empty?
Throne is now empty, and there's a door open on the other side of the room, the west side.
I stand up, I look at either one of them, and I bat them both in the back of their head. See, I told you!
Look
get
at
out of here.
Chucky's lost his mind. We need to leave. He can come back through the door.
As you hear some banging and clanking of a large metal being up above you, moving around.
Do you think it has power outside of a cigarette? Will we have to raise the portcullis as we're moving?
Moving at speed. is there like a dune growing in here someplace inside the walls?
Lock the iron door, okay? It is not that difficult to stop this thing. It is a guardian monster.
So something I might be able to do. Close the rusted metal-like doors to the cigarette and attempt to close it.
All right.
In an expedient fashion?
Yes.
Okay.
Roll your lockpick.
Kong and I can keep the door shut.
Yeah, you guys will have to shut it, and then he can lock it. Just as you guys are shutting it, you can hear it bounding down the corridor down to this lower level.
Lock right. Faster.
All right, let's see how I do. 12.
All right, let's make a strength test as it's pushing on the doors while he's slowly working the lock here.
Hold it still! I can't work the mechanism when it's shaking.
Yeah, I only rolled an 8.
My side is rock solid.
Too much sand this side. I can't get footing.
Not enough muscle, if you ask me.
Said the fat one.
I would shoot daggers at you, but you owe me.
It slams against the door, and Blade leans against it and is able to hold steady, but another arm smashes against the other door, and Kong is knocked back as that door starts to open.
Put my back into it and try closing it. Because he can't lock it while the door is open.
No, he can't. So you want to do anything, Shook, as the door is opening and there's a big demon statue looking through the crack at you, looking to smash you with an iron fist.
Leap back temporarily and let Kong, you know, get at the door properly with a yelp.
Well, let's see whether Shook can get out of the way.
Maybe he catches me. I don't know.
Roll your dodge then.
Is that speed?
Dexterity.
Do any skills add to it?
If you have evade, that would add to it.
No, I have secondary combat. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I think you get a plus one at first level there you can use.
Okay. Let's see. 14.
But with it, no, that still succeeds here.
Ooh.
One of its big fists smashes into the ground right where you were.
Whoa.
Sending up the dirt.
I put my back into it and try closing the door.
Okay. Blade, what are you doing?
23.
Well, I guess we have to muscle this thing back. I will shout at Shooks. Is that cutlass ornamental?
It won't bite on iron.
What were you trying to do there, Blade?
Just hold the door in place.
He's not pushing on your door now since the other one yielded.
Oh.
Yeah, but
well, if I had a dagger, I'd stab it, I guess.
Push it in?
Yeah, try to shove it back through so we can close the door.
In fact, that's what Shook's saying. He's like, push it in, push it in!
So what? Is that like an unarmed combat roll or something?
Yeah, give it a shoulder smash to knock it
back.
That'll
work. No.
Oh.
The leverage is just wrong.
It brings forth one of its hands and holds it on your head to keep you away from it.
Too many arms.
Kong's got it kind of pinned as it's trying to get out the door, but it's got a couple arms flailing out.
Can you hold it? We can get the portcullis open in the meantime. And then we'll just ride out.
Yeah. The chain is broken.
I'm sure so the fat has dipped it.
I was asking before, are there any sand dunes inside the ziggurat walls? Conveniently near one of the walls.
You can climb the walls.
Yeah.
20 feet.
I'm not saying it'd be quick, but you can climb them.
No stairway up the walls?
Our animals are on this side anyway, so not an option.
The next question is, can Jeffrey climb the walls? Seriously, have you looked at him? He's got claws.
Yeah, he might be able to.
And unfortunately, my gray mane can't.
No.
And neither does...
The Outra, no.
Well, it's not my fault you have inferior mounts.
Keep pushing on your side of the door.
You know, I'm not. I'm going to step back and try to hew one of the arms off with my great sword. Because, you know, that's the way Blade thinks. You know, it's an easy target. I should be able to just rip right through one of an elbow or something.
That's the weak point.
All right. Make an attack.
I'm holding still for you.
Any bonus for pinned arm when attacking it?
I'm not applying any minus for its usual combat skill is negated.
Well, that works just as fine. 21.
Ow.
See, that takes an arm off. Bonk.
Sing. I have a plan.
Okay. Okay, Shook.
I think he's just staring in disbelief at the thrall cutting off an iron, okay, articulated, but still iron arm with his sword. So, yeah, I'm just dumbfounded.
Kong needs to hold him up now for another round.
So just to be clear, the arm, the hewn off arm is in between the doors.
It clangs down. It's not in between the doors now.
Okay.
There's still one more animated arm that's attached.
Yes.
Okay. He's got four.
All right. 20.
All right. You're able to get a good
foothold.
Found some nice stones that are conveniently placed to hold it off.
Can I close the door?
You've got it wedged in the door, so it can't move the door further out, but you need to clear it out of there somehow.
So it lost one arm, and it's clear, and that arm's clear of the door, so now I'll get the other arm wedged in. I look over at the thrall. Make, you know, raise my eyebrows.
Getting ready for another mighty hack at this thing. Ding, skitter, sparks fly. I don't even know if I heard it with that, with an 8.
Kong, you know, ducks his head and blinks at the sparks.
It will attempt to smack you as you swing at it with its one free arm. You're at plus
CR
four, three. So that's going to be good enough to smack you.
This could be bad.
10 points of damage?
Wow, that puts me at -1.
All right, so he smacks the thrall. Big iron fist lands on his noggin and collapses.
Ow.
He's not dead yet. Pull him away.
I weigh 300 pounds and I'm dead weight.
The tiny, slender Yitek pulling him away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Shook.
You know, if he can do it, maybe I can too. So I'm going to drop the lock picking kit and try to hack at the arm with my scimitar. Maybe it'll do something.
Maybe they'll be two down.
A sense of desperation.
Now, I don't have any, like, attribute CR pluses. Does secondary combat add anything?
Your CR here is the average of your strength, dex, and speed.
Oh, okay. So that's not even one. Dex plus two, but none of the others are bonuses. So.
And just plus one.
Oh, okay.
The plus one from your secondary combat.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
You can do it.
He's still kind of pinned, so he's not able to be defensive.
Okay, let's see how this goes. 20.
You hit it at just a weak spot there that had been kind of rusted away. Quing, the arm comes loose.
I'm amazed. And
at this point, can I shut the door?
Yes.
Clang! Lock the damn thing!
Right, right. Let's see if I can do that then.
Shook is standing there with me standing over top of him with both hands on the either side of the door, yeah, is holding you close, breathing down your neck.
It's not going very well, though.
I'll give you a bonus because you were working on the lock before, so you've learned a bit about it.
Okay.
You just get it locked. Bang! Clang as the iron giant smashes against it.
I go over to the thrall and slap him in the face.
Yeah, that'll help.
Come on, wake up, wake up. There's money to be spent.
Make a constitution save with the penalty for whatever negative you went.
Okay, I'm glad I have a plus four to constitution. Got a 15.
So you will fully recover from this wound.
But right now you're that won't quit.
Yeah,
Jeffrey knows the way.
Yeah, right, nice. Now you're taking a nap.
Can hook your mount up to the chain for the portcullis to help pull it open, and
all right,
make your way back to civilization with what treasure the tech was able to.
Jewelry box, oblong case, and the wand.
Just think of the next adventurers that come through here. They see a sitting iron demon with two arms missing. What the hell does this mean?
The silver jewelry box lined with purple velvet, and it is a single flawless moonstone measuring 6 inches in diameter. You can find out the stone is magical. It's a scrying crystal worth over 2,000 gold lumens. What else did you get? The oblong case. Made of exotic hardwood, diabolic visages carved into the lid and sides of the case. Inside is a silver dagger, the pommel of which is fashioned in the shape of a leering devil's head. Two small black diamonds form the devil's eyes. This is a Quaranian ritual dagger. It's magical. Of course, if you happen across any, like, Zambrian wizard hunters, who they would kill you just for having such a dagger.
Right, so let's sell it quickly.
And what
on else? The black market, yes.
And the wand, the one he held.
Just a femur. It was his favorite.
I like this one. The other one I can do without.
Hopefully it's not cursed and you're stuck with it for the rest of your life.
It's a wand that, yeah, it's a magical wand.
Nothing I know terribly much about, I guess.
You're not a magic user.
So when a lot of magic users and wizard hunters come and attempt to kill us, we know that they're worth something.
And of course, the wand bears the same sort of reputation as the dagger.
Ah, right.
Yeah, you want to sell that.
Well, yeah. The jewelry box will keep us afloat in the meantime.
So that work is an old school dungeon crawl.
Absolutely, yeah.
Huzzah!
Yep.
Fear and loathing, yep, and negative hit points.
And great party morale and cooperation.
I think this was a team building experience, okay? I think next time it will go much smoother.
Thank you very much. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Here, here.
We got to play a game.
Successfully negotiated another one shot.
We got one shot done in one shot.
I would totally be open to another one shot with the same characters because I think they were hysterical. Like, loads of fun.
All right.
If there's a gap anywhere in the future, this might be like a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. From my point of view.
A light one shot that we don't have to think too much.
Indeed.
Written in the style of Robert E. Howard.
Where on the map is this again?
In the Wilderlands. See, if you look at a map and you find the fangs of Galarin, this PDF map is pretty good.
Thank you.
Oh, near Kazmir?
No, farther north than that. You're beyond the wilderlands of Zarin into the plains of Glarin.
Ah, okay.
Oh, okay, I see, yes. Yeah.
So I really need to get into this game. It has a country named Taz.
That's where the thralls come from.
Okay, so I see Fangs of Golarin, so we're just around the border.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I skipped some of the travel bits to get us.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Don't see the Fangs on this map.
On the PDF, I say they're on there.
They're southeast of Deadwood.
Yep.
There are two spires that make great navigational points.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a really nice map. We'll have to save that one. Thank you all very much for a fun game.
Just
made my weekend.
Good.
So thank you.
Awesome.
Yep. Right.
See you next time.
Yep. Bye. Take care, guys.
Is there like Talislanta version of Bazinga or something that I can say when I get the lock open?
I'd go with Shazam.
I guess we're in
this. Only you guys do it like Jim Neighbors would do. Shazam.
No, he does it. No, it was Shazam.
Shazam.
All right, let's shut this down.
I will take.
Thank you for that, Wilhelm, for feeding these tangent monsters.
Sorry.
So no complaints and other feedback. SunnySkypers@zoho.com. That's ZOHO.com or ZOHO.com if you prefer. Or come by the forums. SunnySkypers.freeforums.org. Or yell at us at whatever forum you may come across us on.